The Mishnayos continue to talk about what should be done with a tamura animal of various different karbonos, different sacrifices, and the focus of this Mishnah is the tamura of a bechor, which is a firstborn kosher animal. There is a mitzvah to give this animal to a kohen, and as long as the animal does not have a blemish and it can be offered up as a sacrifice, the kohen would be obligated to do so. And the kohen is the one who can eat the meat, although he's able to share the meat with others. Even a non-kohen is technically able to eat the meat, but the owner of the korban is considered to be the kohen. Now, if the bechor, the firstborn animal, has a blemish which invalidates it from being bought as a korban, then the kohen is able to slaughter it and eat it himself like a regular animal. And the Mishnah is going to point out that this is unlike most other korbanos, where once it develops a wound or a blemish which invalidates it, that animal still has sanctity and it needs to be redeemed. The sanctity needs to be transferred onto money, and then the money needs to be used to buy a different korban. But a bechor is different in that sense, in that once it develops a blemish, it can just be eaten like a regular animal, although it does still have sanctity, which prevents it being used for other purposes. One is still not allowed to work the animal, but it can be slaughtered and eaten like a regular animal. The other korban which the Mishnah is going to discuss is Maaser Behema, which is a tenth of one's animals which are born each year, or at least the animals which are fit to be bought as korbanos, and there is a mitzvah to separate a tenth of them and bring them to Yerushalayim to bring them as a korban. The owner himself is allowed to eat it, but he needs to bring it as a sacrifice. And likewise, if it develops a wound, then it can just be eaten like a regular animal. Now, it is learnt from Psukim that only the firstborn animal itself and the original Maaser Behema is something which can be offered up as that. But the child or the tamura of such an animal would not be offered up as a korban. And therefore, we're going to have to wait until the next thing that we can do with the animal is, and that is to wait for it to have a blemish and then eat it like a regular animal. Tamuras habachor ba'maaser, the tamura of a firstborn animal, or the tamura of Maaser Behema, uvlodon, and their children. This refers to the children either of the tamura animal or the children of the Maaser Behema. However, a bechor, a firstborn, is always a firstborn male. Only if the firstborn is a male does it have sanctity, and therefore the child would either be a child of the tamura of the firstborn, which could be a female animal, or the child of Maaser Behema, which could also be a female animal. Uvladon, uvlad, vlodon, that's sefer oilom. And their children, and the children's children, and forever, Harilu Kabachor v'chamaiser, they have the same status as the original firstborn animal and the Maaser Behema, but they are not offered up as a korban like we explained, via Ochlo b'mumun labaylim, rather they are eaten after they have developed a blemish by their owners. There's a discussion whether the owners means the koyein. Is there a mitzvah to give this animal to a koyein and then he will be able to eat it with a blemish? Or perhaps it's not even a mitzvah to give it to a kohen, rather he needs to wait until it develops a blemish, and then he himself, the one who designated the animal, he would be able to eat it himself. Now, other laws which apply to a bechor and Maaser Behema would also apply to these replacements and the children. The only thing which doesn't apply is the fact that it's offered up as a korban. So the Mishnah goes into the other details and laws which apply to a bechor and a Maaser Behema. Mabin a bechor and a Maaser bin kol hakodshim. What is the difference between a firstborn animal and Maaser Behema to all other korbanos? Shekola kodshim, because all other korbanos, once they develop a wound and they need to be redeemed and sold, although it's considered to be somewhat of a dishonor towards the sanctity of the korban for it to be sold in the marketplace in public, just like regular meat, that is nevertheless permitted. Nimkorim bo itlis, it is sold in the public market. The nishchotim bo itlis, and it can be slaughtered in the public market and then sold, because this way a much higher price will be fetched for it. And since the money which is got for redeeming the animal goes towards the Beis HaMikdash, so we're happy to go through that possibly dishonorable sale in order that it be redeemed for a higher price. The nishkolim bo litra, and it can be weighed on a scales opposite a litra weight, in order to be exact in the measurements so that no amount of the money which is going to be paid for it is lacking. Once again, these are all things to make sure that the Beis HaMikdash ultimately and the korban which will be bought with this money is going to be worth more. Chutz l'bechor b'min ha'maaser, except for a firstborn animal and Maaser Behema, because those, once they have a blemish, then they can just be eaten by the owner. So none of that is going towards the Beis HaMikdash, so there's no reason to allow us to dishonor the sanctity of those korbanos. And therefore it cannot be sold like that. In an open public market, v'yesh lahem pidyon, all other korbanos can be redeemed. They need to be redeemed once they develop a blemish, and then the money will be used to buy a new korban, v'le tmura yisein pidyon, and likewise the tmura of all other korbanos can be redeemed. Chutz min ha'bechor ha'maaser, except for the firstborn animal and the maaser behema. These just need to be slaughtered and eaten by the owner, or perhaps he's able to sell it in a more honorable way, not in the public market. But that would not be considered a redemption. The animal would still retain its sanctity. And the other korbanos can come even from outside of Eretz Yisrael. If somebody designates an animal to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash as a korban, even if it's situated outside of Eretz Yisrael, he would be obligated to bring it. Except for a firstborn animal and Maaser Behema. If that is situated outside of Eretz Yisrael, one is not obligated to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, even if at the moment it doesn't have a wound, and it can be brought as a korban. One is not obligated to bring it to Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah will explain why in a moment. In Bo, however, if they did bring it to Eretz Yisrael and Tamimim, those animals are still not blemished, they can be brought as a korban, then Yikavu, then of course they should be brought as a korban. The Balim Mumin, but if they have a wound, then Yochel Mumin Labailim, they would be eaten by the owner once they have developed that wound. Now Omar Rabbi Shimon said, Ma Tam, what is the reason that a Bechor and Maaser Behema do not need to come from outside of Eretz Yisrael? Shal Bechor v'Maaser Yesh Lahem Parnasa B'Mekayimon. Because the Bechor and the Maaser Behema have a sort of solution, another option ready in place. That is to say, if they develop a wound, then they no longer need to be brought as a korban. Whereas Ushar Kol HaKodshim, all other types of korbanos, even once they develop a wound, Hari Elu B'Kedushason, they still have a sanctity, and they would need to be redeemed, and we would use the money to ultimately buy a new korban to bring to the Beis HaMikdash. So in that case, obviously it's better to bring the actual korban than to have to redeem it and then buy a different korban. However, something which is not necessarily going to be bought as a korban at all, so there's no reason to say that this is a preferable way to bring the korban. No, if we wait and it might not need to be bought as a korban at all, then that's also fine. That's the law for this type of korban, that if it develops a wound, it doesn't need to be bought as a korban. Only something which either way needs to be bought as a korban, then we're particular to bring the actual animal itself, because there's no way out, as it were, from it being bought as a korban. Peretzal Mishnah Aleph, we already mentioned a couple of times the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim, the tradition which we have going back from Moshe Rabbeinu that he received at Har Sinai, regarding the five types of korban chatos, a particular sacrifice brought to atone for certain sins. There are five types of korban chatos which need to be left to die. The animal, instead of the regular law that if the animal cannot be offered up, we would allow it to pasture until it develops a blemish, and then we would sell it, use the money to buy a new korban. Either that same korban, or if that's not possible, then it would go towards bringing public korbanos oila, korbanos which would be brought on the mizbeach when there are no other sacrifices being bought, in order for the mizbeach not to just be left unused. But as it may, the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim states that for these five korbanos chatos, that is not done. There's not necessarily a logical reason for this, but for these five korbanos chatos, instead of the regular procedure of redeeming it and then using the money to buy a new korban, these korbanos would be left by themselves, and they wouldn't be given food or drink until they would die. The first of those five is Vlad Chatos, the child of a korban chatos. The law is that a korban chatos is only able to be bought as the korban and to provide an atonement if, when it was originally designated, it was designated for that. Now, the child of a korban chatos has sanctity only because it came from an animal which had that sanctity. But this child itself was not designated for the purpose of being a korban chatos, and therefore it cannot be offered up. Usmuras chatos, the tamura of a korban chatos, the reason why this can't be brought as a korban is because its sanctity came as a result of an avera, as a result of a sin of trying to replace the original animal. It's forbidden to do the act of tamura, and such an animal is not fit to provide an atonement. V'chatos shemesu ba'aleha. And korban chatos, whose owner, who was supposed to bring it, has died already, and therefore there's no longer any purpose in bringing an atonement for him. That could only be done before he dies, so in these three cases, instead of the regular process of allowing it to develop a blemish, etc., Yomusu, these animals will die. Now we're going to see at the end of Mishnah Gimel, an argument between the Chachomim and Rebbe, although this argument really comes up many times before that. And some parts of these Mishnayos, without saying so, are going to go according to the opinion of the Chachomim, some are going to go according to the opinion of Rebbe, and we're only actually going to see their argument inside at the end of Mishnah Gimel. But they argue regarding the fourth type, if you like, the fourth type of Korban Chatos, which is allowed to die. And that is a Korban Chatos whose owner has already received his atonement from a different Korban Chatos. And that would be in a case where he designated an animal to be his Korban Chatos, and then he lost that animal, so he designated a new animal to be a Korban Chatos, and later on, the original animal was found. So either way, he definitely sanctified two animals to be his Korban Chatos. Now, everybody agrees in a case where the original animal was only found after they offered up the new animal that he separated, after he already received his atonement, only then the original animal was found, then everybody agrees that that animal needs to be left to die, and that is included in the Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim. The argument between the Chachom and Rebbe is in a case where the original animal is found before the atonement has come about, before he managed to offer up this new animal that he designated. In that case, according to Rebbe, this is also included in the Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim, but according to the Chachomim, in this case, we would go with the regular law that the original animal which had been designated as the Korban Chatos should be left to develop a wound, and then its money, which we get from selling it, will go towards bringing public Korbanos Ola. And again, that's in a case where the steps in the process were, he designated the animal to be a Korban Chatos, it got lost, so he designated a new animal to be a Korban Chatos, and then he found the original animal before offering up the second animal which he designated. In this case, instead of the original animal being left to die, it would be left to develop a wound, and then sold, and that money would go towards bringing public Korbanos Ola, and all of this is according to the Chachomim. Now, the Mishnah over here is going to show that the Chachomim agree with Rebbe that the animal should be left to die even if it was found before the second animal was offered up as a korban, in a case where there is an additional invalidation. If the original animal, which was designated as the korban chatos, has an additional reason why it's invalid to bring it as a korban, other than the fact that a second animal was designated for the same purpose, as a result of the first one getting lost, then as a combination of those two factors, that's enough to now make this animal so unfit that it should be included in the Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim for it to be left to die. And therefore, she'ovra shenasa, if the original Korban Chatos, once it's found, it's already past its first year, which means that it's too old to be brought as a Korban Chatos, and the Gemara explains that the next word, v'she'ovda, is talking about this phrase and the next phrase. So that means that this animal which was lost also is now too old, or v'she'ovda v'shenitzit alas mum. If it got lost and then was found but it has a blemish already, so essentially these are two cases where the animal, in addition to the fact that it was lost and a second animal was designated, it is also invalid to be brought as a korban because it's too old or because it has a blemish. In this case, even the Chachomim agree that in Mishakipru Abaylim, once the owner has received his atonement by offering up the second animal which he designated, he does this after the first one was found again, then Thomas, the first animal, should be left to die. Now, these examples of Korbanos Chatos which need to be left to die, because that is their law, they no longer have very much sanctity at all, and therefore Ve'ino Isa Tamura, they haven't got the power to create tamura if somebody tries to replace it. Loinenin, midrabbonon, it's forbidden to benefit from it, just like a regular sacrifice. However, because midoraisa, it hasn't really got so much sanctity or sanctity at all, v'lo malin, one would not be liable to bring a korban me'ila, which is what one needs to bring when he benefits from something which has sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash. Sanctity of something designated towards the Beis HaMikdash or a korban. Since, strictly speaking, it is permitted to benefit from it, midoraisa at least, he would not be liable to a sacrifice for me'ila. Now, all of this is if the person chose to bring the second animal which he designated as a korban chatos, as the korban. So once he does that, he receives his atonement, and then the first animal becomes invalid, etc. But if he decides that he doesn't want to bring the second animal as his korban chatos, You might like it, Rabbi Elim, if the owner still has not yet received his atonement with the other animal, then the first animal should not be left to die. Tirachis testoiv. It should be left to pasture until it develops a wound. Vesimochet should be sold. And he should buy another animal with its value to bring as a korban chatos, because he hasn't yet bought his korban chatos. And if that is the case, then this animal is not designated to die. So even before he has redeemed it, or specifically before he's redeemed it, it has sanctity. So Oysa Tamura, it would create Tamura if somebody tries to replace it. Umualinbar, and the regular laws of Me'ila would apply, just like when one benefits from any real carbon. Mishnah Base. Now the Mishnah brings the example that everybody agrees about when the first animal was lost and it was only found after the second animal had already been bought as a carbon. Hamafish Chatos over Ovdo, if somebody separates his carbon Chatos, he designates an animal to be his korban chatos, and it gets lost, and he offered up, he designated and offered up a different animal instead of it, and only after that, the first animal was found. Tomos, the law is that the first animal, once it's found, needs to be left to die. Similarly, if somebody designates a particular amount of money, he sets aside some money, some coins, to be used for buying his korban chatos, and he loses that money. The hikriv chatos tachtein. So meanwhile, he bought an animal and he offered that up as his korban chatos. The achakach nimtzua mo'is, and only later on was that money found. The law is that the money is similar to the korban chatos which needs to be left to die, and the equivalent for that with regards to the money is yelchul yom amelach. They should go into the Dead Sea, meaning he should throw them into the sea somewhere. It doesn't have to be the Dead Sea specifically, but he should throw them somewhere where they will be destroyed, and that is equivalent to allowing it to die. It should be noted that the fact that the Mishnah is presenting a case where the original animal or money was found only after the atonement was received with the other animal implies that only in this case would the first animal need to die, and not in the case where the first animal is found before the atonement has been received. So this would represent the opinion of the Chachomim as opposed to a Rebbe. Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah, until the end of the Mishnah, is going to go according to the opinion of Rebbe. Rebbe's opinion is that even if the first animal, which was lost, it's found before the second animal was actually offered up as a korban, even then, if the owner chooses to offer up the second animal, indeed, even though he has found the original animal, then the original animal would be left to die, as opposed to the regular procedure of selling it and using the money to go towards public korbanos oila. Hamafish mois lechatos, one who separates, he designates money for the sake of his korban chatos, v'ovdu, and that money gets lost, v'hifish mois acheres tachtein, and he separated other money instead of them. And loy his bigli kachbein chatos, adjnim tzamois arishoinois. He didn't manage to yet buy a korban chatos and offer it up before he found the original money, so he now has both sets of money which have both been designated towards the korban chatos. Now, because we're going according to the opinion of Rebbe, if he just uses one set of the money to buy an animal and then bring it up, he would need to destroy the other money. So in order to avoid that happening, and so that we can use that money to go towards korbanos, Rebbe advises that one should mix up both of the money together, and yovi me'elu me'enu chatos. He should purchase and offer up korban chatos from both sets of money together. And he doesn't have to spend all of the money on one korban chatos. He can spend most of it, or at least part of both sets of money, v'hasha'ar, and any remaining money now has the status of money which had been designated to go towards a korban chatos, and ended up being that there was left over. And the law with such money is that Yiplan Dover, it should fall towards bringing public korbanos oila in the Beis HaMikdash. So this way, none of the money has to go to waste. Next case, Hamafish Mois Lechatos V'Ovdu, if one designates money to use to buy a korban chatos, and then that money gets lost. V'Hifish Techatos Tachtein, and this time he separated an actual animal, a korban chatos. Not like in the previous case, he just separated money, this time he actually separated an animal. Lo'Hispik La'Krivach Nimtach Amois. But he didn't manage to bring up that korban to offer it up before he found the original money. V'ariyah chatos balas mum. And this korban chatos has a blemish, so it cannot be offered up as a korban. Timocher. Firstly, that korban chatos should be sold. Now we have two sets of money in front of us, which both have the status and the sanctity of a korban chatos, something which needs to be used towards a korban chatos. So it's exactly the same as the previous case now. V'yovim elum elum chatos, he should buy a korban chatos using money from both sets. V'ash or yiplun dova, and any leftover money will go towards buying public korbanos oila. Third case, hamafrish chatos ve'avda, one who designates an actual animal as his korban chatos, not like in the previous two cases where he only designated money, this time he designated an actual animal. And the animal got lost, if his moris tachteha, and he designated money instead of the animal, he didn't manage to buy a korban chatos before finding his original korban chatos, and the first animal which has now been found has a blemish, so it can't be offered itself. So, timocher, first it should be sold, and now we have two sets of money, v'yovim eilu eilu chatos. He should buy korban chatos using both sets of money, and any leftover money will go towards buying public korbanos oila. Next case, hamafrish chatos over ovdo, fourth case, one who designates a animal as his korban chatos, the animal gets lost, and he designates another animal instead of it. He didn't manage to bring up the second animal as a korban before finding the original one, so we have two animals now, and they both have a blemish. So none of them can be bought as the actual korban, so yimochru, they should both be sold, and now we have two sets of money which have the sanctity of korban chatos. So v'yovim eilu eilu chatos, he should bring a korban chatos using both sets of money, v'ashar, and any leftover money, yiplundovah, will fall and be used for buying public korbanos oila. Fifth case, hamavish chatos of the one who designates an animal for his korban chatos and it gets lost, and he designates a different animal instead of it, he didn't manage to offer it up until he found the first animal, in this case, both animals have not got a blemish, so they are both fit to be bought as a korban. In this case, the owner can choose which one to offer up. Achas mehen tikav chatos, one of them should be bought as a korban chatos. Vashnia, and the second one, Thomas, should be left to die. Divi Rebbe, that is the opinion of Rebbe. Vachachom, remember the Chachom say, ein chatos mesa, a korban chatos would only be left to die. Eloshem nintzes me'achar shekip rabailim, only if it is found after the owner already received his atonement from the second animal which had been designated. And likewise, the Ein HaMo'is Holches Liyam HaMelech, money which was designated for the sake of a korban chatos, would not need to be destroyed in the Dead Sea, unless Elosh Nimtzu Me'achar Shekip Rabailim, unless they were found only after the owner already received his atonement by offering up that second korban chatos.